听力课堂，听 class.com。
News Spotlight。
Premier Wen Jiabao says governments around the world need to do more to tackle the global financial crisis. His comments came at the end of the Asia-Europe summit in Beijing.
Host nation China formally wrapped up the two-day Asia-Europe meeting today, ending a summit dominated by the two regions' response to the global financial crisis. The 43 leaders called for an overhaul of the world's financial mechanisms, while talks today turned to other hot-button issues, including sustainable development, energy security, and climate change.Premier Wen Jiabao said measures to date by governments around the world have not been enough to tackle the financial crisis. He said governments must use all available tools to prevent the turmoil from harming the global economy. Wen added China would take an active role in a crucial summit in the United States next month, aimed at tackling the financial meltdown. Leaders from 20 industrialized and emerging powers will meet in Washington on November 15th to discuss the economic turmoil, which has sent financial markets around the world into a tailspin.
China cut interest rates on Wednesday for the third time in 6 weeks. The People's Bank of China said the benchmark rate for one-year loans by commercial banks will fall by 0.27 percentage point. The rate on one-year certificates of a deposit will also drop 0.27 percentage point. The rates cut made almost all local newspaper headlines in Beijing.The United States and China kicked off what is likely to be a global round of interest rate cuts. This is part of a barrage of measures deployed around the world to fight a deep economic slowdown. Japan may cut rates on Friday, and the European Central Bank and Britain are expected to add to the monetary easing next week, as authorities remain fearful that the worst financial crisis in 80 years will cause a long-drawn-out global recession.
While consumer spending drives about 70% of our economy, reports show consumer confidence at an all-time low. Numbers show the consumer confidence index fell to 38, down from 61.4 in September.
This is the lowest reading ever that we've recorded in consumer confidence.
I'm bringing lunch to work more. I'm bringing breakfast to work more.
In terms of income, consumers are very apprehensive about their earning potential. And part of this is the tremendous losses that they've seen in their assets, both financial assets and home values.